This is a bonus episode of Pod Roast with none other than Adelaide Goodeve. We couldn't say goodbye because she's that awesome. So, hi, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on your bonus episode. It's such a privilege.
It's crazy. Wow. Well, you know, as Adelaide talked about in her second episode with us, I haven't really brought up her favorite subject, which is really difficult to say, but we'll just go ahead and say it. Neuro-linguistic programming, or we'll refer to as NLP. That's what I'll refer to it as because I cannot pronounce that. NLP, what does that mean? And why is it your favorite subject?
So neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP, is a tool and strategy I use with my clients to help them rewire their brain. And I use it in combination with hypnosis and life coaching. So the way I work with my clients to powerfully rewire their brain in a session, and so they can continue to strengthen their new neuro pathways, is to help them change states and to help them enter really powerful, productive, and positive states for any task and situation at hand, so they can always be in the best one possible. Whether they're an elite athlete going into a race or during a race, or whether they're an amateur athlete and they're having an issue coming up with work, they're going for an interview, public speaking, or you're a student and struggling with procrastination. So that's how I work with my clients, is using these tools to help them be in the best state for the task at hand.
I struggle with procrastination. I'll admit. Admittedly, I start nonprofits so that I can avoid my schoolwork. So I'll admit that. Okay, so what would step one be? Okay, I have procrastination.
Great. So first of all, step one for me is breaking that down. So when we say I have procrastination, we're stating it as a fact. It's a statement, and it's, you can say, some people even say, like, I am a procrastinator. So now it's become part of their identity. Now, the problem with this statement is procrastinator suggests that this is an object. It suggests that it's a tennis ball that we can hit, or something we can put in a wheelbarrow, or something we can put in the back of our sled. With procrastinating, when we say I have procrastination or I am a procrastinator, it's a thing. But actually, it's not a thing. It's not an object. It's not a bottle. It's not a ball. It's not your iPad. It's not an iPhone. Mm-hmm. It's a feeling and a habit that you are doing. And so the first step is to recognize that you're doing this thing. So instead of saying I have procrastination, I do procrastination. Or I am doing procrastination. And by putting the do in there, it gives us a pause, so time to reflect that, okay, this is something that I am doing. But B, it actually gives us a choice, which is really powerful. It gives us a choice not to do procrastination anymore. And so I get all of my clients, myself included, to use this do in day-to-day life. And people are like, oh, but people are going to notice if I'm saying, like, I am doing procrastination or I'm doing stress. People don't notice. Like, I promise you, they have no idea. And if they do notice, they're kind of intrigued. Like, why did you say you're doing? And then you can just tell them how, like, really clever and smart you are, because you're able to influence your feelings better than they can. And often they're intrigued more than anything. So step one is recognizing that you are doing this thing. So whether it's procrastination, stress, anxiety, confidence even, you're always doing these feelings. They're not objects. And so once you can recognize that I'm doing procrastination, you're then, step two is thinking, what do I want to do instead that is more helpful to me? Mm-hmm. So what would you love to do instead of procrastination?
I would say Netflix, but that's terrible. That's procrastinating.
That's another form of procrastination.
Yeah. I know. It's really bad. Hanging out with friends, or getting friends, making friends. Literally anything having to do with actually having friends. That would be great.
Yeah. And is that like do you find that you procrastinate around not making friends?
Yes, definitely.
Great. Okay, that's awesome. I wasn't sure if it was like another form of procrastination. Be like, I want to be sociable.
Oh, no, definitely not. I'm literally like, I could be hanging out with friends right now. And I'm doing a podcast, you know?
One is recognizing I am doing procrastination. Step two is like, okay, I would like to go hang out with friends or make new friends instead. Often with procrastination, we feel overwhelmed by the subject, or we're doing overwhelm. and maybe we're doing a little bit of anxiety. So the first thing is to say to ourselves, okay, well, I want to go make some new friends. What is the first, like, tiniest step that I can do to achieving that? So maybe the first thing you can do to look up different ways to make friends.
Oh my gosh, I've done that all the time. Ugh. That's so sad to look it up too. The people at Google are probably like, God, this depressed kid. God, he's looking up how to make friends all the time. Like,
I mean, WikiHow. Are you Googling like how to make friends, or are you Googling like activities you can do to make friends?
Well, okay. In the past, I've looked up how to make friends. Okay. And before anyone makes fun of me, I haven't looked up how to make friends in like at least a year. So
that's fine. That's at least yeah, exactly. That's still good. But you're still educating away on how to make friends. I'm actually about to write this topic for a blog in Norway.
Oh.
Because I'm currently going through like how to make friends in Norway, because everyone says that Norwegians are cold and like they're not open for people. Once you've made that list, is to then be like, okay, put a date in a diary. Mm-hmm. When are you going to go to one of those activities or events in order to make those friends?
The form of making friends can be getting dinner with them. Mm-hmm. And that's a type that if my school were to be listening to this podcast, they wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, you're breaking COVID regulations and you're eating with other people, because you can eat with other people. What they can't do is now you can't go in other people's dorms and everything because COVID. So
yeah. So what is the time in America for you?
2:25.
So this evening, your one thing could be to say hello to someone new.
You know, I was planning to actually go get dinner with someone. But they always cancel on me because they're busy or whatever. And I'm just like, listen, I run a nonprofit. I have board meetings and I have to coordinate a bunch of stuff. And I have homework because I'm in college. But I was like, I'm finding time. So like, why can't you find time? And so, yeah, there's like that little bit of annoyance sort of thing, which I don't think really helps.
So plan A then could be to message this person and see if they want to go to dinner with you this evening. And then plan B is to say hello to someone.
Okay, yes.
And then you can let us know on your next podcast episode if you did it or not.
Yeah, but see, the problem with me making friends, going to eat, is the fact that we're going to eat. And I literally started off the entire podcast with, I don't want to keep eating so much. And now I'm eating. Actually, you know what? I don't really eat as much when I'm in front of other people, though, because we went and visited, like, Colombia, and all the people refer to us as like the big eating Bowers. Like, that's my last name. They're like, yeah, the Americans, they need lots of food. I was like, oh no, it's terrible. But yeah, I think when I eat with people, it's less. So
now when you eat with your friends, you could also choose the healthier options.
Oh, that's true. Then I could look like I'm healthy around my friends.
Yeah.
I'd also just go and get food before, eat it, and then I'd go to dinner with my friends, and they'd be like, oh my God, you're like barely eating. And I was like, yeah, I'm on a diet. Just kidding. I ate like an hour ago.
Yeah, but you can just choose the healthiest option when you go say hi to someone new, or when you make a plan with this new person.
So when I say hi, I just run into them, or like I go sit down. I actually, you know what? I'm not going to go sit down at someone's random table.
It's what you feel the most comfortable with. So some people are happy to go and sit down with new people and say, hi, do you mind if I join you? But if you feel more comfortable bumping into someone, having a small conversation when you're like at the cafeteria, then that's also a step to making a new friend. So you're looking like the smallest step. And the smallest step is just saying, like, smiling at someone. When you're choosing your food, is just saying, hi, how are you? Like, the small conversations you get in between, like, walking in and sitting down.
My only friends in the dining hall are the people that work there, and I'm best friends with the pastry lady, which is a problem because every time I go in there, I feel like I'm gonna let her down if I don't go get a pastry. And so I go over there, and she's like, I undercooked it for you. And I'm like, oh my God, I gotta eat it. This morning I went in there though, and this is day one of the diet. So I just wanna let you know, it's going great.
You could also get her on board and helping you. Be like, hi, like, I really love your pastries, but I'm starting this new diet. Can you help me?
She has pastries and fruit. I don't know who thought of that. But yeah, she's got like the bananas over there.
See if she'll help you. She can be one of your accountability buddies. And then she might stop you from getting a pastry. And that's one technique you can do, is like recognizing you're doing something. What can I do instead? Like, what would be more helpful to me? And then if it's scheduling, if it's taking an action, then it's putting it as a date in your diary and a deadline.
In this example, if I'm procrastinating on making friends, I would basically take small steps.
So that's definitely one way. I mean, if we were doing it as a coaching session, I'd have many more questions for you until I like until we got to like the crux, and then it's like, okay, what state, like, how would you love to make friends and what situations? And then it would be pouring those states into this kind of visualization in which you're making friends. So you're feeling confident, happy, positive, other states you'd want to feel. And so you come out of the session with A, an action plan on making friends, and B, you'd have the confidence, the self-esteem, and yeah, like those two key things, and the positivity and excitement to go making those friends as well. So it take you from procrastination. Some people might be feeling insecure about making friends or not feeling as confident as others or feeling a little bit shy. And then we'd take you to feeling confident, excited, positive, like the feelings you want to feel when making friends, and taking mm-hmm. you through and running through different scenarios in your visualization with feeling these states and really putting it these states into those experiences. And so then like kind of fast forwarding it, so creating like, oh, you've made like 100 new friends, or you've been in 100 different situations in which sometimes you've made friends, which is really awesome, sometimes you haven't, and again, that's also going to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to make friends with everyone, and that's totally fine as well. So we're going to put that into the visualization. And so you come out of the session feeling ready, feeling confident, feeling positive about making friends, feeling good about that not everyone's going to want to be your friend and you're not going to want to be everyone's friend, and feeling comfortable and good about that too,
mm-hmm.
and confident about that, and then having an action plan. So maybe I'd set you the task of kind of what we've just done. Go into the dining hall, like have a conversation with just one person. And that conversation could just be like, hi, like, how are you? Like, I'm great, how are you? And that could be the task.
Yeah.
Depending at what level and what stage you're at. At home, what would be some action in which you would talk to someone new who you might want to be friends with?
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously practicing these, like entering these states when going into social situations.
I've been told, like, putting myself in situations is what I got to do. Now I feel like I'm going to go, like, because I'm hungry, I'm going to, like, go to lunch. And I'm going to be, like, going into someone. Well, this is an awesome bonus episode. I totally made you go off track. Given the fact that you help athletes normally, I feel like I used an example of making friends, but obviously in the athletic field, people might say, like, they're not running as fast as they can.
It's helping you live your best life. And that's what coaching and performance coaching is all about. My amateur athletes, we don't just look at sport. We're looking at how can I help them get promotion in work? How can I help them improve their family life? Like, how can I help them create a summer holiday? Not design the holiday for them, but get to the point where they're happy to have that conversation with their family and design it for them. So I cover a range of different, it's a holistic approach with my amateur athletes.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, this has basically become like a full-length episode, so it's like sort of a bonus. It's going to be marketed as a bonus because that's what we refer to it throughout this entire time. But thank you again so much for joining us, and thank you to all the listeners that are supporting our podcast. We really appreciate the support. Adelaide, thank you again so much for joining us.